News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
The public are divided when it comes to changing Good Friday drinking laws, and that's according to a new poll by Amorok. David Quinn, director of the Iona Institute, commissioned the report, joins us on the line now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What did you find out in your research?
Well, as you say, the public is split exactly down the middle on it. 51% want to see the law change, as the government is currently proposing, and 49% want to keep the law as it is. What's a bit surprising is that younger people, in the age group 18 to 24, are most likely to want to keep it. 58% of that age group want to keep the law as it is and maintain the status quo. And I suppose that would be, you know, counterintuitive, because you'd expect them to be the group most in
favour. Although now they're the group that don't use pubs anymore, though, the 18 to 24-year-olds, so they don't really care, do they?
But at the same time, though, you'd have thought they'd be the least kind of likely to keep the old traces of Catholic Ireland, which I suppose is what this Good Friday drinking law is partly about. But you're right, also, they don't tend to use pubs too much anymore. So it doesn't make too much difference to them. But it's still slightly surprising. Not much reasonable variation. There is variation by sex. Women are more likely to want to keep it than men by about 5 or 6 points. Men are 5 or 6 points more likely to want to get rid of it. And so I suppose they're the headline findings.
What questions did you put to the public on this? How did you fashion this poll?
Yeah, they were asked to choose between two statements, and statement one was that it's part of the way we are. It's an Irish, it's an Irish way of doing things. And the other one was that it's old-fashioned and past the sell-by date, and we should get rid of it. And so they were asked to choose between those two statements.
So you would like to see the government stall on this? You're not. You are in favour yourself of keeping the ban.
I mean, I think if the government is split 50-50, I suppose the government, you know, it can choose one of which 50% to side with, or it can come up with a compromise. In other countries, Sunday trading laws, that is, Sunday trading restrictions, are extremely commonplace. Like Germany, for example, closes all the shops on the Sunday, parts of France, parts of Italy, all of Austria, Norway, and so on. But sometimes the compromise they arrive at is, in tourist areas, they allow the shops to open on a Sunday, and also as it gets closer to Christmas. And so possibly something around those lines, which would be that you allow the pubs and the restaurants and the hotels to serve alcohol in the tourist areas, and you leave the rest of the country as it is. So I think with a country split 50-50, the government should be looking for some kind of a compromise on it, which would probably more or less suit everybody.
But would you understand the argument that these laws are seen as being draconian, and also this is the symbolises the secularisation of our society here, that we're getting rid of all the old hallmarks of Catholic control?
Well, you see, this is, again, 50% of the public accept that argument, and 50% don't. And again, I think the significance of the fact that, you know, it's 58% of the 18 to 24-year-olds don't accept that argument means it can't be it's not quite so stereotypical as we think. And I think it may have been this programme that had David Norris on a few weeks ago, and he was all in favour of keeping the ban. Now, he and I would be the opposite in practically everything, so it was kind of, you know, a bit surprising to find him stepping outside of the usual stereotype and not supporting kind of, you know, the new secular Ireland and say we ought to keep it, that Ireland shouldn't become the same as every other country in every single way, that there should be a few things that are kind of, you know, characteristic and distinct about Ireland, and that's one of them. And, you know, 50% of people accept that argument. And so that's why I think, you know, given the fact that the public is split 50-50, that the government ought to find it if there's no compromise possible.
But finally, David Quinn, do you accept that, look, it's a done deal, it's going to go ahead?
That depends on what the TDs and senators want to do. I mean, you know, it's a done deal if it keeps going as it is. But if enough TDs and senators, particularly Fianna Fáil, with their confidence and supply deal, put their hand up and say, you know, we can follow a different path, then it's not a done deal.
Okay, well, you know they all like publicans, so I don't think that'll
well,
go too far.
Well, that's unfortunately true.
And we all like a point. David Quinn, Director of the Iona Institute, thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.